T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, they couldn't do the air show at Jones Beach over the weekend, but they are going to try to put it on today, as Samantha Liebman reports live from the Intrepid, where they also have some things going on today. Sam?
Yeah, and Lee, the Intrepid will once again host its wreath-laying ceremony in person at limited capacity, but many veterans expected to attend, as will Mayor de Blasio when it kicks off at 11. A highlight, the unfurling of that 100-foot flag on the deck. Several other Memorial Day events canceled last year due to COVID are back, and the Bethpage Air Show, almost canceled this year due to the weather, will take place today. State Park spokesperson George Gorman says the groups like the Air Force Thunderbirds agree to stay on.
We then reached out to the New York TRACON, the controllers, to make sure that we get to be able to have this airspace, the FAA, all the agencies, emergency services, and law enforcement. And guess what? They all said absolutely we'll be able to do it.
Now this year, the show will not only honor the military and the fallen, but healthcare workers who receive free tickets this year. That kicks off at noon, and parking passes from over the weekend will be honored. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live at the Intrepid.
Five NYPD officers setting up barriers for a parade on Staten Island wound up in the hospital after a driver plowed into them. Investigators say the driver may have been drunk.
Cops were putting barriers for crowd control at the intersection of Livermore and Forest Avenues. Suddenly, the police say a pickup truck came along and rear-ended a police vehicle. Four of the five cops were injured, though none of their injuries was life-threatening. The NYPD says the driver was drunk, and 39-year-old Brian Manning was arrested, charged with DWI and reckless assault. The parade itself was controversial for a while. It was denied a parade permit, but the United Staten Island Veterans Organization protested. It wanted to know why it was denied a permit, but a cannabis and pot parade was permitted last weekend. Finally, the city did an about-face this week, and the parade is now all set for its two-mile route. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds News.
A fire department EMT was treating a drunken patient in the ER at Woodhull Hospital in Bushwick yesterday when another EMS crew brought in a patient to be treated for depression. This new patient started shouting about not being offered a bed, and EMT Ricardo Cervoni tells the Daily News that when this new patient barreled into him, it slammed him into a plexiglass barrier that had been set up for COVID protection. He wound up with a broken nose and needed stitches around one of his eyes. Cops were already in the ER, so they arrested 31-year-old Jermaine Williams on multiple charges, including assault on an EMT. A 22-year-old off-duty EMT got his jaw broken in a fight over a parking spot in the Bronx, even though his mother was trying to protect him. It happened on Chatterton Avenue near Olmsted Avenue in Unionport about a week ago. Surveillance video shows the victim surrounded by an angry mob before one of them slugged him in the head. He now has three plates holding his jaw together. The attackers were visiting a neighbor, and cops are still looking for them. We have a picture now of the man who tossed a drink on an MTA bus driver and then punched him. This happened a week ago on the Bronx and the Claremont section. We're posting the picture of that guy up at 1010winds.com. Another subway slashing yesterday. This one was also a robbery. Two men ambushed their 64-year-old victim at the 59th Street and Lexington Avenue station around 5 a.m. They punched him in the face, telling him, "Give us your money or we're going to kill you." They punched and kicked him, and then one of them slashed his face. They got $150 in cash. The victim's in Bellevue in stable condition. The attack was caught on surveillance video. We'll post that at 1010winds.com. The NYPD has scrounged up surveillance footage of a man wanted for a homophobic attack at a CVS at 34th and 9th more than a month ago. The attacker slugged a 24-year-old man while yelling anti-gay remarks. This happened on April 24th around 7 p.m. We'll post that video at 1010wins.com along with the usual instructions for getting in touch with the cops if you recognize the attacker. Caroline's Comedy Club on Broadway reopens today. Headliners include Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Don't know if he's got a set worked out, but he has been known to tell a knee slapper now and then.
Your Honor, he's admitted, please the court, I'm her husband. She also stole a can of peas.
They plan to thank Senator Schumer for supporting the city's entertainment industry. There is a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 11:30 this morning.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.